the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Edition of the Sports Report Podcast, episode 14 of the Sports Report Podcast. I am your host tonight, Mr. William D. Morgan. Got a lot of talk about tonight, this evening, about the events that happened over the weekend. Got a lot of things to talk about what happened today. Ezekiel Elliott is in the news once again. Panthers GM gets fired. Tiger Woods was in the news. Kirk Cousins was also in the news today, so we got a whole lot to talk about. You guys can join me over rantemradio.com. Smash that chat, listen, like button, and listen into the show. You can call in 706-993-4606. Spoke with Tony C. earlier, said he'll be calling in a few minutes. Also spoke with Big Tone, my partner in crime, Big Tone, said he'll be calling in about 10. So we definitely got some callers coming in. And you guys can join them at 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606 is that number to call in the show. Hope you guys had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I am in a 9-day stretch. I'm coming up on day 7 of that 9-day. And then I have a little vacation time coming up. So I'm going to get the kids and, you know, throw them around for a little bit. Have a little fun with the kids on my vacation time. Got a little bit of time coming up, so I figure I'll go ahead and take it. How you guys doing this weekend? Let me go into the chat room very, very quickly to see who we have here. No one's in the chat room yet, but you guys can always call into the show. 706-993-4606. Number again, 706-993-4606. Let's talk about Kirk Cousins first. I've never seen a team in the NFL go to damage control so quickly in this case. It came out today. Le'Veon Bell, Tremaine Jackson, and Kirk Cousins will be working on franchise tags this year. None of those guys will be able to sign with their teams, so they're stuck with the franchise tag for this year. Now, the thing is that I find interesting, it was rumored that Kirk Cousins rejected a 5-year offer by the Redskins. Listen to the money that he turned down from the Redskins. I thought this is just sick. I don't think, and I'm flabbergasted because I don't think Kirk Cousins is worth it. He turned down the highest guaranteed amount upon signing for a QB in NFL history. $53 million and a guaranteed total of $72 million for injury. Kirk Cousins is worth all that? What has Kirk Cousins done to deserve that type of money? That's just sick. 53 million? No. That man has not won a Super Bowl. He has not taken his team to the Super Bowl. He does not deserve that type of money. I thought Joe Flacco's contract was ridiculous, but at least Joe Flacco won something. Kirk Cousins has won nothing. And you're going to give that man $53 million. And then he has the unmitigated gall to turn the $53 million down. Really? It seems to me that Tremaine Johnson, I'm sorry, Le'Veon Bell, Kirk Cousins, and Tremaine Johnson, they're playing 2017 franchise tags after extension deadline passes. So I might follow that last name. But Kirk Cousins, that's just sick. That's just sick. I'm hoping Doom calls in because that's Doom's boy. So I hope Doom calls in. As I head to line number one right now, let me see if I can bring on. Tony C. Tony C, how you doing, man?
Yo, yo.
What's going on with you, man?
Taking it easy, taking it easy.
There you go.
Trying to hang in there.
There you go.
How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm doing pretty good. Won't be on long tonight. Probably give about a good hour. Oh, wow. Feedback. Oh. Probably give about a good hour, though. And then we're getting on out of here. Just telling the fans about the Kirk Cousins situation. Did you hear about that today?
Yeah, I saw something about Doom team screwing the pooch.
That man turned down $53 million and a total guarantee of 72 for injury.
All that mean he want to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
That's basically what that means. He does not want to be a Washington Redskin.
Not at all. Big Tone said he'll call in too, so we'll get Big Tone on the airwaves with us as well.
Mm-hmm. 49ers better try to get him.
Yeah.
Threw that pick at him.
That'd be the perfect fit for Kirk Cousins. That'd be the perfect fit for him. That's just sick, though. 53 million. Kirk Cousins ain't worth that.
Yeah, but quarterback is the one position you're going to overpay for, man.
That's true.
You got to think, if they don't give it to him, they're going to give it to somebody.
I thought the Joe Flacco deal was ridiculous, but at least Joe Flacco won something.
But see, what they fail to realize is when you lock up all that money, that takes away what your team can do in free agency.
Right.
You know, that's part of my issue with LeBron James. LeBron James made $33 million. But he trying to figure out why the Cavs can't do nothing. Because you making all the money. Tom Brady lay out the blueprint.
Yep.
Right. If you want to win, you got to take less money.
That's right. Which he probably makes up in endorsements anyway.
There you go.
So,
as soon as your quarterback start making a lot of money, that's when you're gonna see your team starting to kind of go down. Yeah, because they can't pay everybody.
Staying in the NFL, and I just thought this was a bad look. I posted on it earlier. Dave Gettleman was leave of his GM duties by Carolina Panthers today, by owner Jerry Richardson. I thought that was such a bad look to do it. We're 3 weeks away from the start of training camp.
But you know, it flow downhill, so they getting Rivera a message right there. You might be 1 year removed from the Super Bowl, but hey, we about.
Oh yeah.
Don't miss this year.
Let me head on over to line number two real quick. Line number two, Big Tone, what's up, man?
Yes, is this William?
Yes.
Yes, Steve Manderson from Sports Tuesday on the Source Radio Network. How are you?
How you doing, my friend? Appreciate you calling in tonight. Man.
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Good. We were just talking about the Carolina Panthers letting go of their GM so close to the start of training camp. I just think that's a bad look.
Yeah, well, I tell you, some people, timing is never good with some people.
And like I said, it's putting Ron Rivera on notice.
Oh, yeah.
You know the one thing about coaching, you tied to the quarterback. So if Cam's thinking up, he'll be out of there. And then when the new coach come in, they'll get rid of Cam.
It's a whole different story. I tell you, the person right now that's got some serious issues is in Dallas there with Zeke Elliott.
He's gotten
into some trouble again.
We ain't worried about that, man. That's just Zeke being Zeke.
No, everybody that knows, don't start because all those damn Cowboys fans.
It's Big Tone. What's up, man?
What's happening, Summers?
What's up, man?
Man, we have no reason to be concerned.
You better be.
Right. We got an offensive line that could block for anybody. So I could run behind the Dallas Cowboys offensive line with a bad back and get 3 yards minimum. So,
oh man,
I ain't worried. Why would we be worried? We got the hardest schedule in football. I mean,
Our
schedule.
Who y'all gotta play? Wait. NFC East play what? The NFC North this year?
No, the AFC West, my friend. And I believe
you ain't got no hard schedule.
They gotta play the Patriots.
If you got access to our schedule, dog, pull it up, bro.
You guys play the Patriots this year.
No, we don't. We ducked them, but we got Atlanta. We got Arizona. NFC
West.
We
got the Patriots this year.
Okay.
Well, y'all, Brian Hoyer, y'all quarterback, man. Come on.
I can't say nothing about that right now because we're going to get Kirk Cousins, too, so I'm not worried about that.
You over there, you need to go to Disneyland and wish upon a star.
No, he ain't coming this year. We know he ain't coming this year. We already knew that. We can make do with what we got.
I think the Ezekiel Elliott thing, you know, even if he gets suspended, from a team a standpoint or a look on him is bad. But from a team standpoint, I don't think it hurts as much because you have Alfred Morris and you still got Darren McFadden there.
That's what I'm saying. And McFadden got 1,000 yards when we went 4-12
that year. Mm-hmm.
So. Ain't worried
about
that.
How many touches did he get last year? Or did Zeke run the whole game?
It was between Zeke and Dunbar. Dunbar got hurt.
Yeah.
Zeke, he messed up a lot of people's fantasy by him missing them games. Because a lot of people not going to pick him now if he gets suspended. So.
Well, that is true. And it looks like that's going to happen pretty soon. He might be missing a lot of time in camp, which is not good. You know, the Cowboys already got issues on, especially on the defensive side of the ball. So
I'm gonna tell
all
you
I'm
like,
gonna say about that is stay off the weed. That's all I'm gonna say.
Listen. This is a throwaway year. For us anyway. Next year,
I'm not trying to hear that bullshit. Don't even try to tell that bullshit.
Hey, listen. When I look at our schedule, we'll be lucky to go 9-7. With our defense, look, out of what 16 quarterbacks we can face, I think about 10 or 11 of them going to the Pro Bowl. So. I'm straight. I'm a realist about my team. I ain't gonna sit around here. I don't have rose colored glasses on.
You don't.
I know.
You don't like Taco Charlton.
Listen, Last year was the year for us to win it. We got to retool after this year and see where we at, you know.
Well, I think it's got to protect Cam a lot better. Last year he took a beating.
Cam,
oh, no, I'm talking about the Cowboys. I don't deal with no Carolina Panthers. I don't know nothing about that. Cam going to get his ass hit because he like to run, so. Hell, you play with him on Madden, he won't make it through a whole season.
he took a beating last year, though.
But
he can't take that kind of beating again.
Yeah.
A lot of them licks be because he lead the pocket.
Right, which is why I think they picked up Christian McCaffrey to be more of a safety valve. And to make some plays, so he didn't have to run as much.
Let me tell you something about the black quarterback, Will, that a lot of people don't understand. I'm going to take it to race a little bit because I coach, you know, look, youth football. I watch high school, college, NFL. Black quarterbacks do not like the check down. That's our worst enemy. The last black quarterback I think liked the check down was Charlie Ward back in like 1993.
Yeah,
damn.
Basketball after that.
Yep.
But they don't understand that instead of running around trying to make a play and get your brains knocked out versus taking 3 yards, second and seven is easier to call a play than second and ten. But they don't get that. And, you know, I talked to a lot of the coaches and when they have a black quarterback, man, they try to tell them. They try to coach them up. They coach them up to take the check downs, but they don't do it. And then what happens is it follows them through college, NFL. Once you start taking that check down, man, you'll see your completion percentage go from 60 to 65,
right,
70, like Drew Brees and them guys. They don't get it. Cam gonna keep getting his brains knocked out until he dumps that ball down. Cause every play in football has a design check down.
Right.
No matter what. There's a safety valve, like you said, just sitting there waiting on the ball. All right, let's go to the next play. On to the next play. But for some reason, man, brothers and we like the big play, man, and I'm telling you what, if Lord bless me with a son and he play quarterback, boy, if you don't take the check down, beat the shit out you. Because it's right there. I mean, they don't get it.
Yeah.
Why run around and get your brains knocked out, showing your career,
right,
have all these surgeries and injuries and stuff? If you're going to play the position, play it right.
Right.
They got to show off their athleticism, you know. And you ain't going to make it, bro. Cam won't make it 10 years, past 10 years. Body start breaking down.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, look what happened to RG3.
Ooh,
exactly. Yeah, a lot of some of that was Shanahan because, you know, when he broke his knee in that playoff game, he still left him out, though.
Yeah.
Playing on that knee, and the knee finally gave out. But we saw it, and then Daniel Snyder had him playing on that beat up field. You remember? Everybody remember that. I'm sitting there watching that field.
That made it worse.
Yep.
Yeah, the field was horrible.
Yeah.
But you're right, Arch.
I don't think any team. I think he's going to start the season with no team.
Oh, no, nobody won. And even Big Tone, that year Cap had that awesome year and they went to the Super Bowl, he was using the hell out of Vernon Davis.
He was.
Yeah, on the check down, he was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so, you know, it works, man. It works.
You just got to have the right people to do it.
You got to have the right mindset. That's why it's hard to get to Tom Brady if you watch, you know, the Patriots play, because he throwing it to the running back as soon as you even think about breathing on him. Oh, hell no.
Yep.
But when his offensive line protects him. He has great protection. That's why he's confident to believe in himself that he can play at least another 5 more years. Yeah, which
well,
I
that
think
first half of the first three quarters of the Super Bowl, he was getting dumped on his neck.
Yeah, I know.
And that, and he's got James White right there. He's got Deion Lewis right there. I mean, he's just he'll take whatever you give him. He'll take it to avoid to get that hit. So that's a good point.
He ain't playing. He ain't. You know what make him think he can play another 5 years? That division.
Yeah.
Well, that division is lousy anyway. You know.
It's that's been the worst division years. That's been the worst division in football for about 20 years.
Yeah, but, you know, you can't fault New England. I mean, at least they're smart enough to realize that they're the better team in that division. And all they got to do, even if they play 500 ball, they'll win it. They'll win it.
Plus, they'll win 10 games easy.
And plus, it's a shame that division hadn't done anything to get better. Dolphins ain't gotten any better. We'll see what Adam Gase can do with the Dolphins. But for the most part, that division has not got the other teams in the division has not gotten better.
Yeah, nope. Exactly.
Nobody.
Buffalo. Exactly. Buffalo ain't made the playoffs since 1999. Come on, man.
And still,
yeah, well, that's a that organization is all screwed up anyway. I mean, the fact that they had hired Rex Ryan back then, man, that was a big mistake right there.
Teams with bad front offices, they won't win anytime soon. And that Buffalo front office is in shambles.
And that goes for NBA and NFL.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Look at the Bulls and the Pacers.
Oh, Lord. A bad organization will drive players the hell away from them.
Look at the Bulls and the Pacers. Then Jimmy Butler.
See the Cleveland Cavaliers. LeBron finna get the hell on away from them right now. Even though it's partly his fault, but you'll blame it on them.
Yeah, and like we talked,
I told y'all to pay JR and Tristan Thompson. Y'all didn't have to, and but y'all did anyway. I'm gone. I'll be back.
We talked about it last week briefly, but Chauncey Billups made the right move not to take that GM spot. That was the right move.
Well, they lowballed the man, tried to pay him like $2 million or something. He probably made more than that at ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
And doing the big three. So what the hell I look like?
And plus, do you want to be a GM of that team with LeBron gone?
Hell no.
ain't nobody going to want to go there?
Yeah, nope. Nope.
Nope.
If LeBron leaves Cleveland, ain't nobody going to want to go there. They're going to go right back down to the shit house.
And what he did... He didn't box Tristan Thompson and Shumpert and what's the other guy? JR and Kyrie going to be gone once LeBron leaves. So you're going to have JR Smith, Shump, and Tristan Thompson. Kyrie get the hell on up out of here.
And they ain't winning nothing no time soon. Let's move on over to Tiger Woods for a second. He dropped out of the World Golf Rankings top 1,000 for the first time in his career.
Don't do Tiger like that, man.
Should he just retire?
Hell yeah! Because if his back is bad is hurting as bad as mine is, and I haven't even had a surgery yet, bro, you need to sit your ass down. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I think he's done, to be honest with you. He's had 4 back surgeries in like the last, I think, 3 years.
Mm-hmm. And
he hasn't won a major in, oh my God, almost 10 years. And he's pretty much done. He'll never regain the form, in my opinion, that he had when he first started and when he was pretty much the king of the hill.
Right.
And it's a shame, too. It is a shame how let's all come down on them and everything, but, you know.
Look, well, let me tell y'all, not to toot my own horn, but when they tell you, when you're dealing with the back, they like, it's something, once you get, had those disc issues, they like, they tell you, you'll never be the same again. So,
well, that is true. That is even true. I mean, look what happened to Larry Bird back in the day.
That's true.
Larry's back went, and that was it. He can't even, he had to give up coaching because of the back. Because, you know, you're standing on your feet on the sideline all night for four quarters, it's going to take his toll.
And sitting down. Sitting down hurt
too. Phil Jackson ain't coaching anymore. It's the same reason why Phil Jackson ain't coaching anymore, you know.
I'll be surprised if Steve Kerr coach.
Yeah,
For the long term.
What, didn't he have C4, C5 surgery?
S1 and down there in the spine, man. Anytime you deal with back there, that lower back, around the spine, shoot.
I thought he was going to give up coaching for sure. And I made an announcement. I thought he was going to make an announcement at the end of the season that Mike Brown will be the new coach, you know. But Mike did well during the playoffs. He gets a head coaching job somewhere remains to be seen, but I think he deserves another shot.
I wouldn't leave until one of Splash Brothers leave. And wherever he go, damn it, that's where I'm going to try to go.
And there was a rumor about that this week, talking about a possible Thompson for Paul George trade. Klay Thompson for Paul George trade.
That'd be stupid as hell.
It didn't go through.
Golden State hung up the phone.
They got to keep that team intact.
Yeah.
I mean, Iguodala talking to San Antonio before he made the decision to go back. And, they're going to win some championships. They're going to win more championships to stay together. I mean, Durant took a pay cut to come there, and then he also
opted out
exactly to make more cap room for the team, and then he signed a 2-year deal for 50.
He ain't taking less money next year.
Nope.
Yeah, no, he's going to get his money.
That's what's going to mess up. No.
Actually, no, he did it right. He took the cut down, gave everybody else their money. Then next summer, because everybody knows the luxury tax is going to go a little bit higher, but the salary cap is going up next year, next summer. Right. So he's going to get his money.
Exactly.
You can't have the league is set up where you can't have four max players on one team, man. Draymond and Klay come up at the same time.
It's happening right now, so what are you going to do?
They're not all getting max money right now.
Right.
Klay and Draymond are still on their rookie deal.
Right.
But see, with Durant, with him, it was all about the money. I mean, it was all about winning the championship. That's what it was all about. He wants money. He wants championships. And that's why he left OKC.
It's going to hit the fan.
People knocked him for it, but I look at it this way. When you're a free agent, that means you can go wherever you want to go if that team wants you.
Right.
And that's it. He took less money to go to Golden State, and Golden State was going to say no to him. You know, and you get a lot of other spin, too.
He gonna get his max deal next year, but where the rubber gonna meet the road is in 19 when Klay and Draymond both come up.
Right.
You can't pay both of them max money.
Somebody gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
True. That is true. I tell you, in that Western Conference, the team to watch out for will be the Timberwolves. between the two teams that really took advantage of the draft and free agency was the Timberwolves and the Boston Celtics. T-Wolves really racked up. I mean, LaVine is gone, but you got Wiggins, you got Karl Anthony Towns,
yep.
You got Jimmy Butler now, Jeff Teague. I heard they were doing some negotiations with Jamal Crawford, and there was one other that's on the team.
Oh, they already got Jamal Crawford. They already got Jamal Crawford.
They already have him, but there's somebody else I'm thinking of, or I'm trying to remember now. They have racked up so many.
And they still ain't going to be Golden State.
I do think, though, that influx of talent and Thibodeau's coaching, they shouldn't be no less than maybe fourth or a fifth seed in that West.
Todd Gibson. That's the other one.
Yeah, Todd Gibson. Yeah. That's it. But I don't think they're looking at any less than a fourth or a fifth spot in that West. I really don't.
Well, at least they got the talent now to get them into the playoffs. They haven't been in the playoffs in such a long time.
Right.
So, you know, they got to start somewhere, and they got the right coach in Tom Thibodeau. He's a no-nonsense, very defensive-minded kind of coach, and he will change the culture of that team if he hasn't already, and he's got Karl Anthony Towns, who, in my opinion, will be the next superstar, and he's got what it takes. Yeah.
But you said all that, and next summer, if the Lakers get LeBron James and Paul George, then it already passed. The boom.
Okay.
Shot past.
If you listen.
All right, I got it.
Go ahead.
I got a question for y'all.
Sure.
If LeBron decides to leave Cleveland, where's what's a good fit for him?
He's going to the Lakers.
He's going to the Lakers. Yeah, he's got his home there out in L.A.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you listen, let me to cut you off. If you listen to Chris Broussard be talking about the Spurs. If you listen to Chris
Broussard. Hell, I don't know about that one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that one. No. I don't see LeBron in a Spurs uniform playing for Pop. I don't see it.
I don't see Kawhi.
Yeah, I don't see that either, really.
I don't see Kawhi Leonard finishing his career with the Spurs.
Me neither.
He's in the perfect system for him.
But if he wanna win,
he's in the perfect system.
If he wanna win, he gonna have to get the hell away from around now. Ain't nobody come to San Antonio that's not drafted.
Popovich has worked miracles. First of all, I didn't expect San Antonio to win 61 games last year in the post Tim Duncan era. Now, you know, you don't have Tim anymore, and I really didn't think that it was going to win 61. I knew that it was most likely being I figured high 40s, low 50s, but
right.
61 games. I thought that was excellent. And
you know, I'm in the trash teams in the NBA.
That's true too. There's a lot of them.
If Golden State wanted to, they could win. They could break that 73 game mark if they wanted to.
They should have won three in a row. They should have won the year before.
Yeah.
For Cleveland to win that, I was happy for them, for the city of Cleveland, who hasn't won a damn thing in any of the
players,
but still. Golden State should not have lost that series. Especially coming off the record-breaking regular season, 73 wins, I'm sorry, you've got to finish. You got to finish.
Agreed.
You know,
but we all you can't. But we all know what happened.
Yeah, we all know what happened on that.
We all know what happened.
Right.
And we all know the reason why it happened.
Right.
Yeah, they took the momentum from them, but you know that's how basketball is. It's a momentum sport, like a mug. And the momentum goes from game to game, like people say. All it takes.
No, they didn't want. They didn't want LeBron to be so fucked up he's the face of the NBA, and he loses in the NBA Finals again. And he's trying to talk like, he's up to Jordan. No. I know, but the thing is, everybody's trying to compare him to Mike. And no, if he would have lost if he would have lost last year and this year, he was done.
He's done now. With five, nice. How the hell? You got five losses.
Yep.
I mean, good.
At the very least, he's out of the Jordan comparison. At the very least.
Better go down there and talk to Magic someone.
I mean, you know, Nick Wright. I'm sorry. Nick Wright.
No, he ain't even in Magic. Hey, watch him out. He ain't even in Magic.
I said he better go talk to him, man. Yeah. Stay in the conversation.
And Nick Wright.
Go talk to him.
And Nick Wright.
Come to L.A.?
And Nick Wright.
Oh, yeah, you come to L.A.? Yeah.
And Nick Wright, I want to tell you right
Clippers,
now.
Clippers, maybe.
And Nick Wright, I want to tell you. No, he ain't going to the Clippers.
He ain't going to no damn Clippers.
Harris said he ain't going to the Clippers.
Shit.
And Nick Wright, I just want to tell you, you are wrong. LeBron James is not better than Michael Jordan. I just want to tell you that, Nick Wright, in case you're listening.
Oh, hell no. Whoever said that needs to be smacked upside the head with a brick.
Nick,
don't even pay Nick Wright no attention.
One of the analytics, dude.
You know, him and Chris Carter got a show coming on in September. You can maybe you can call and cuss him out.
Get him.
If he'll take your call.
Let's switch over to a sport we hardly talk about. Roger Federer, he won his 8th Wimbledon title the other day. He's won the Wimbledon in 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007, 2009, 2012, and now 2017. Is he now the greatest male tennis player ever?
Yep.
There's
no question.
He's there. He won his 19th Grand Slam. Right, which is right now, present day, that is the most. You know, 8 Wimbledons.
Bjorn Borg is behind him. So, yeah, if you look at it in the modern day times, yeah, Federer is the man.
Yeah.
Federer is the man.
Yes, I would have to say so.
That's just amazing.
And, I felt bad for Venus, though. I was really hoping for her to get her 6th Wimbledon. She's actually playing some of her best tennis in a long time because, especially at the age of 37.
Yeah, but her mind is not in it. I don't think her mind was in it because after that wreck she had, I don't really think her heart was in it on this one.
Well,
if you look at the way she was playing the other day, it's just like she wasn't in her mind was not there. Her body was there. She had her reflexes. She just was not on her game like she usually is.
Well, I'll tell you though, she made it to the finals, so there had to have been a level of focus. That what I didn't like was after she won her first match. Reporters, the first thing all they wanted to do was ask her about the incident, and I'm like, you know what, you need to let it rest, you know, I mean, she's already shaking up about it, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't think she was going to make it to the finals because of it, but she managed to hang in there, but this is how the media is, unfortunately, they always look for the dirt. They found out through further investigation that the accident was not her fault.
Right.
Okay. It was unfortunate that the gentleman, the 7-8 years old, was unfortunate that he died. But with further investigation, they found out that it was not her fault. which I was very glad for, you know, but still, you know, it's still going to shake you up, you know, when it's in an accident like that, the person died, she could have been seriously hurt, too. I mean, I'm not even thinking about that.
True that, true that. Know?
So,
true but, that.
I think, you know, two Grand Slam finals appearances this year for her, it should give her confidence going into the U.S. Open next month and see how she does there. You know, but as I said, at 37, she's still doing it. She did have some health issues, too. She had that respiratory problem. I don't know what that status is with her with that, but it seems like it hasn't really bothered her this year.
Plus the thing with women's tennis, with Serena being out due to pregnancy, it's wide open now. The number one player in the world lost. So women's tennis can be wide open for a short time until Serena comes back to play.
Exactly.
So
there ain't nobody out there right now besides Serena is whooping people's ass like they used to. Exactly. Ain't no Martinas out there. Ain't no Steffies. Ain't nobody out there but Serena. That's it. And when she's gone, all the little scrubs are going to try to step up and try to take her spot. But when she comes back, you bitches sit down. You guys are just keeping it warm for me. You know who owns this motherfucker, so get the hell out.
Houston Rockets CEO Tad Brown announced Monday that owner Leslie Alexander will be putting the team up for sale. First of all, how in the heck do you get Chris Paul, and do you decide to sell the team? But do you guys think
they were talking about selling the team in the first place before they even decided to get Chris Paul?
You guys think this affects Carmelo, a possible Carmelo Anthony trade?
Nope.
It won't matter where Carmelo goes. He doesn't make his teammates better. He doesn't play defense. And he's going to be 1 year older, which means he's going to be a couple of steps slower. Okay? And if he goes to the Western Conference, he's going to have problems. He's not going to be able to keep up with that type of offense. Okay? You know? He's going to be the last one down the floor when it comes to transition. Carmelo is just, he's just a stats collector. That's it. He doesn't make anybody better. And, I've had arguments with friends of mine that are diehard Carmelo fans, and it's like, you can't be serious, you know. And they don't like when I compare Carmelo and LeBron, because the both of them came into the NBA at the same time.
Right.
And with Carmelo only having 1 year of college ball, LeBron came straight out of high school, and the results are LeBron has been to 8 NBA finals, 7 in a row. He has 3 championships to show for his efforts. Meanwhile, Carmelo has only been to 1 conference final. That's it. He's never been to an NBA finals.
And that was with Denver.
Right? You can't blame him for that.
And that was with Denver, correct? Huh? And that was with Denver.
You can't blame him for losing that conference.
LeBron came over to a Cleveland team that had nothing.
But he played in the East, though.
And under his leadership, he eventually got to the playoffs, went to an NBA Finals, or the first one. They got blown out by San Antonio, 4-game sweep. But the bottom line is, he achieved a whole lot more for his team than what Carmelo could ever have done. So, really, you know.
But Melo did go to the playoffs his rookie year, though.
He did. He did.
They almost beat the Spurs that year.
Yeah, but think that Carmelo is all he's into is this himself. That's it. He's a ball hog, too. You know, the thing is, once you get the ball in his hands, he won't give it back.
Which makes you kind of think, too, if you do trade him to Houston, Chris Paul is a ball-dominant guard. James Harden is a ball-dominant guard. Carmelo's is a ball-handling forward. Ball-dominant forward. So how would that work?
You ain't going to have to. You got how many too many ball hogs on one team.
Yeah, I like to know how that works. And then you got a coach in Mike D'Antoni.
That can't teach defense. If he can't coach his way out of a fucking paper bag.
Exactly. And he was never my choice for coach of the year. That honor should have went to Quinn Snyder of the Utah Jazz. I thought
did
a fantastic job with Utah this year. Got them to the playoffs for the first time in years. And this is just his fourth season in the NBA, you know, coming out of the college ranks. I felt that Snyder should have been the coach of the year. I was kind of surprised that they gave it to D'Antoni. I was like, oh, well, that's who you are. Very fine. At least the NBA got it right with the most valuable player in Russell Westbrook. Without a doubt, he deserved it. He did it all for the team, and really, and without getting hurt.
Right.
For what he did every night, the ball is in his hands all the time, and he plays with reckless abandon. And I'm like, you know, it's amazing how he didn't tear an ACL or something, or one of those serious high ankle sprains. But he did well. He did well, and he deserved it. And
yes, he did.
You know, but he does need help, though. You know, with Paul George there, I mean, it's fine. He's got some scoring help, but they need a better front line, because I'm not crazy about that front line that they got. Steve Adams, that guy's a clown. That is a clown. Yeah, I don't like it. So, but, you know, we'll see how it goes, you know, for next year. But, you know, when his contract is up next year, boy, you can imagine what he's going to get, the kind of money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A couple other things real quick that I want to get to before we roll out for the night. We had to let Tony C go, so Tony C, thank you for calling in. A couple other things I wanted to get to real quick before we get out of here. It's been reported that Johnny Manziel has talked to teams about a possible comeback. Does he deserve a second chance?
Dallas is going to pick him up. That's all Jerry Jones has been waiting on. That's all Jerry Jones has been waiting on. Let him get his problems out the way. He's going to pick him up quick. You know that.
Man. Another shot at redemption. O.J. Simpson has a good chance of earning parole heading into his Thursday parole hearing. Does he deserve a second chance?
Yeah, they're trying to get him the shit. They couldn't get him on in the first place.
Yep.
Well, you can give him a second chance. I won't.
Me neither.
Not me.
I'm right there with you, bro. I'm right there with you, bro. I took a little heat on that, but I'm right there with you, bro.
That guy is a clown with a capital C.
I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you, man. Jeremy Lin.
Well, listen, fellas. Fellas, I gotta go, but this was fun. I definitely, you got a good thing going here, and definitely, I'll definitely call back. When are you guys on, every day?
We're on every Monday, 11:15 p.m., right after Monday Night Raw, right here on RantInRadio.com.
All right, you got it, man, but take care, guys. This was fun.
Thank you, man. I'll see you tomorrow night.
All right, you got it.
All right, my friend. Mm-hmm. Real quick, too, want to get to a couple more things. Jeremy Lin of the Brooklyn Nets said they're going to make the playoffs this year. Inbounds or out of bounds?
what shit he smoking.
Oh.
What shit he smoking.
Former Lions wide receiver Calvin Johnson has been invited by the team to training camp, even though he made some conventional comments about the team. Should Megatron accept the invitation to training camp? He made some.
Yeah, just to see what they're going to do, because I know they would lay they part on bad terms, just to see what they're going to do. Mm. I'll go.
Okay. And last but not least, the thing I want to say for last, I don't know if you play fantasy sports. FanDuel and DraftKings merger plan terminated. The merger plan was terminated after U.S. antitrust legal challenges. I was kidding.
Oh, yeah, they get the monopoly on that. It's over. They're going to make too much money. The government can't get that money from them? Shit. They ain't going to do that shit.
I was kind of disappointed by that, though, man.
It wouldn't have worked out, but yeah. You know the government wants their money. Yeah, those two combine and try to have the sports book. Oh, Vegas ain't having that shit. Vegas and Atlantic City ain't having that shit.
Yeah.
Especially Vegas.
Yeah.
You got your rabbit ass mind.
And last but not least, Florida Marlins, Miami Marlins, D. Gordon is on the trade market. And he has three teams interested in him, including the Angels, the Blue Jays, or the Royals. I hope he goes to the Angels, but we shall see. All right, Big Tone, anything?
Yeah, I think he's going now.
Oh yeah,
I got a bone to pick with you. Okay. I got to say this.
Okay, go ahead.
Why in the hell didn't you tell me that dirty bitch was in the classic?
I should have told you. I forgot to tell you when I looked over the roster.
I saw the roster on YouTube. Both my girls was in there. I'm cool with that. But I saw that dirty bitch. I had to turn it off. Your girl's in there too. Your girl's in there too. Marty's in there.
Yeah, Marty Bell's in it. For those who don't know who the dirty bitch is. indie wrestler Santana Garrett, and if you listen to the Wrestling Calling Show, you would know I cannot stand Santana Garrett. I think she is trash. I think she is a floozy. I'm just not a fan of hers at all. So, and just FYI, so you know some background on that. Last thing, NBA.com came out with some Mount Rushmore positions. I wanted to get your opinions on those. They did it by position for each Mount Rushmore. Four best point guards: Magic, Oscar Robertson, Isaiah Thomas, and John Stockton. That makes sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I'll give you that.
Four best shooting guards for Mount Rushmore: Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Dwayne Wade, Allen Iverson.
Dwayne Wade, I don't know about that one, but the rest of it, of course.
I got some folks.
Hey, I was the man. You came from, man.
I got some folks saying you should take D. Wade out and put in Clyde.
I agree with that.
Okay. Four best small forwards from Mount Rushmore: LeBron James, Larry Bird, Dr. J, Scottie Pippen.
I reserve my comment on that.
Four best power forwards from Mount Rushmore: Tim Duncan, Karl Malone, Kevin Garnett, Dirk Nowitzki.
Perfect.
And NBA center for Mount Rushmore: Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Hakeem Olajuwon, Bill Russell, and Wilt Chamberlain.
Take Akeem out, put Shaq in. You got the perfect one right there.
Okay. And on the power forward ones too, I got a lot of feedback saying Barkley should have been in there instead of Dirk.
Who?
Charles Barkley should have been there instead of Dirk.
I put Charles in there instead of LeBron. Mm. That's just me.
Oh man. All right. Well, that's gonna do it. Tony, Big Tony, do you have anything else you wanna end the show off with? Anything you got going on you wanna get out there before we get out of here for the night?
No, I just say I miss you guys. I've been taking care of business or got to going back to school and finishing up my degree and stuff. That's why y'all ain't heard from me.
Okay,
I forgot about y'all. I forgot about my brothers. And don't fret. The Midnight Express will be back together soon, so don't even fret.
Hit us real quick. For those who haven't heard it, hit it. Cause they hadn't heard it on a Monday night. Hit us up with your Goldberg.
Oh, fuck that bastard. Fuck Goldberg. Sorry, yeah.
There we go. Oh, my goodness. All right, you guys. That's going to do it for me tonight. I thank everybody for being here. Thank you all the callers. Thank you for everybody's participation in the downloads. I do appreciate that. And I will see you guys next week, Monday night, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, right here on RantEMRadio.com. Big Tom, thank you. Everybody, take care.
Take care, y'all.